the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What do we learn at the end of the hour? Once in a while, we like to do random topics. Usually a variety of questions pulled out of a hat, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And see where we go. I guess for this first one, I should ask this as a precursor. Were any of you the weird kid at your school, as far as you know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I definitely did weird things.
No, but were you the weird kid? Like the one that everybody was like, that kid's weird.
Mm-mm, most definitely, no, at times.
Yeah, I was. I think I did some odd things, and I marched to a different drummer at times, but I don't think I was ever like the weirdest of the weird kids.
What made the weird kid at your school? I will go first. Give you a chance to think about it. The weird kid at my school listened to Rush Limbaugh when we were in sixth grade. Now, he went on to be the salutatorian for the school and very, very smart. But he listened to Rush Limbaugh. But I learned what Rush Limbaugh was from him talking about it. And then I listened to it and I went, this is just a man talking. And he's, you know, I don't get it. But yeah. He was so into it. He just was very comfortable with who he was.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that could be way worse to be the weird kid. Like the, you know, well, that,
oh yeah. I mean, cause sometimes, yeah, there
the
are
rumor
like,
mill,
like
well, the hot
like,
dog thing.
Yeah. Strange, like almost like a dangerous, weird type of kid. Cause my weird kid was like that kind of too. Like in high school, he ended up being our class president.
Yeah.
I think partly because everybody was like, Rodney's so weird. Because he was like super sci-fi nerd, but also like had this weird fascination with Richard Nixon and Reagan. He was like that, and
he was like Michael J. Fox.
He was a bit political, and yeah, but also kind of weird. He would be the person that, you know, like at Halloween would have a T-shirt that just said like gynecologist in training. You know, just his hair was always messed up, and he was just weird, but. Also, people liked him for his weirdness. So, you know.
Joe, what about you? What made the weird kid weird?
I mean, at various schools I went to, it would have been me. Because, let's see, we'll just pick one. Like in seventh grade in Hilton Head, or no, sixth grade, whatever. Everyone else was wearing, like, listening to, well, I guess I listened to everything. But everyone was dressing in, like, Tommy Hilfiger. And stylish clothing, and I was wearing like plaid pants and had a lock around my neck like Sid Vicious and like the Dead Kennedys and what? Yeah, exactly. And I looked dirty because I hated to bathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was definitely the weird kid at that time in that school.
A padlock around your neck?
Yeah, like a chain with a little teeny lock. A la Sid and Nancy.
Phil in Kokomo writes, we had a kid who would straight up hiss at you in class like a crazy wild cat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a different kind of weird for sure. Like,
the weird kid at my school pooped his pants during class and then put his underwear with poop in them in his backpack and took them with him the rest of the day. Okay, that's going to stick with you on a couple of
Did he take them off in the classroom or did he at least?
I think he took them off in the bathroom, okay. But came back and like told people, hey, look what's in here.
I got my poopy underpants in here.
Yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
I think I was the weird kid just because I was new. So like when we moved from New York to Alabama, like that was weird to people. It wasn't like, oh, that's cool. It's like weird. But I was young.
You were the damn Yankee.
Yeah, that's right. And then in middle school, I was wearing more like tomboyish style clothes. So I was tomboy weird. But I was still doing like the normal stuff that, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 year old girls were doing. And then by high school, my weird turned into class clown.
Yeah.
So I think rather than people thinking that I was weird, they'd probably say I was goofy.
This one, my brother was the weird kid. He wore a floor length black cape with a red satin inlay and a dream catcher with a talon on it. Okay.
Okay. I want to know what he does now.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, like does he still do gothy type weird things,
or is,
yeah,
he, just
is he a magician?
Is he just a he's average probably, Joe he's with a regular
totally
job?
He's probably totally normal.
Yeah,
he's probably totally normal.
1-800-947-3979. What is one skill? This is from the book Kelly's friend gave us. burn after writing, where it's a bunch of questions that you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's this page has three big ones. Okay. I'll start with the easy one. Joe, what's one skill you wish you could possess?
Boy. I guess carpentry skills.
I can see that.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Because then you can do any of those DIYs around your house. Music is a good one, Steve.
Music's a good one. I would.
Like, practically, I would say what Joe said, but what I really want is to be able to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to sit around campfires and sing songs.
I'd much rather play guitar. I don't know what I was thinking. Although building furniture sounds cool. It looks cool when, like, Nick Offerman does it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's got, like a cool workshop and all, like... Those planers where he's like planing down a log.
Yeah, he's old Yankee workshop guy with a leather apron on. Mm-hmm. And planers.
He uses fire for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of hand tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steve, what is the one skill you wish you could possess?
Music. Definitely music.
Stay with me. Kelly. Yeah.
I wish I could speak multiple languages.
Okay. Owings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, mine music too. I mean, I can do some music, but I wish I was actually like really good at something. Or I wish I hadn't ever given up playing piano.
I want to be good enough so if I'm at a show where, like, say my friend's band is playing,
mm-hmm.
he can be like, hey, we're going to bring Steve up on stage and play this one with us. And I want to be able to shred that one song.
That's like my fantasy scenario is being the type of person that they pull up at a Foo Fighters show.
Yeah.
Except that's always kids. But like the same idea, like, oh, no, hey, is there this musician in the house? Our guy just ate the fish. You know, like, we can't have a show. You can play?
We need a saxophonist.
Right, exactly. Like, Bob Seger's playing. And, you know, we need a sax player right now.
Oh, that's a nightmare scenario, though. What if they call you up and you're like, I can play? I can... But you can only play like the oboe or tuba.
Yeah, you play a weird
what a
instrument.
Bummer.
No, I want to be able to play a cool instrument.
You can't even be in a ska band.
Glockenspiel?
Yeah, the auto harp or whatever that thing I took lessons for.
Yeah. You guys need somebody to play the theremin?
Something that anybody can play that.
I brought my dulcimer.
Steve.
Yeah.
What is the single biggest waste of energy in your life right now?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. This is easy for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
That is a tough one.
It is.
Really tough, because I like to think that if I'm not into something, I'm not wasting any time on it.
Oh, I've got one right here, right now.
Joe,
yard work. Absolutely.
Oh,
it's yard work.
Yeah,
that's
the
biggest waste of energy and time in my life.
Yeah. Oh, mine starts with an I and ends in phone.
Oh.
I waste so much time
well,
on
I was going
it
way
doing
deeper
nothing.
On this.
What was yours, Free Beer?
Mine was like worrying about specific things I cannot control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
And how that will work.
Well, that would be at various points, but not at the moment. At the moment, yard work.
The only question for me is whether or not I was going to say which those things were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Not after you guys said iPhone and yard work.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly spend some time wasting. I definitely waste some time on those things, too. I just spend more wasted time on my phone playing dumb games or looking at Instagram things that I don't care about.
Yeah,
like, not really. Or cycling through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Mostly spending the time going, this person annoys me. This person annoys me. This person annoys me. Don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care. Why am I on this now? Fine, shut off.
I think mine, and like overall, like throughout the last probably 10 years of my life, my biggest waste of energy is having conversations in my head that I never have in real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I have wasted so much time having conversations or preparing myself for really tough conversations because I don't like to argue.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and tell myself, well, if it gets heated, then I'll go down this path. And if they get frustrated, then I'll do this.
But even if you have that playbook, At least for me, I never remember it anyway.
Oh, yeah. And then I rarely, if ever, have had to use those shower conversations that I have had with myself, or people call them lawnmower conversations.
Yeah, it's the classic lawnmower.
It doesn't work, because then when there's really a person there, they interject something and ruin your train of thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you didn't say that in my brain when we had this conversation the last 53 times of Walk the Dogs.
I'm going to need you to let me speak for 25 minutes without interruption. This is how I've got this worked out in my brain.
I had a 2-hour leaf blowing conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't, just in the zone, man.
Yeah.
In the zone, just thinking. Thinking.
Audiobooks and podcasts help a lot with that.
Yeah.
They don't always. There are times where you realize,
I haven't heard the last 30 minutes of Conan Needs a Friend.
It's a lot. Like,
I don't even know who the guest is.
Depends on the topic.
It's true.
Am I into it? Okay. Yeah. I'll listen.
Yep.
Okay. Random topics. Do you want one? Hold on. We have somebody who was the weird kid. Aaron in Virginia. Aaron, what made you the weird kid?
Well, I wasn't necessarily the weird kid. I knew a very, very weird kid there, though.
Okay.
This guy was probably about 6'3", very wiry mustache and goatee, wore a long black duster every day. It's summertime. It didn't matter, like spring, whatever.
Okay.
I always carried a 2-liter and had a Luigi hat, like Mario and Luigi, the green Luigi.
So that was Luigi.
He was Luigi, it sounds like it, yeah.
Tall Luigi.
Now he owns a plumbing company, very successful.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you want a deep question or a more surface level question?
I'm going to take a deep question and make it surface, and vice versa.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Let's.
Okay. Challenge accepted, Joe.
Okay. Yeah,
I will give you a very surface question, and you make it deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will give you a deep question, and you make it shallow.
I'll try.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Shallow question. What's your favorite campfire song? If you're all sitting around and everybody starts singing, somebody's got an acoustic guitar.
Oh, boy. You said this is the shallow one?
Yes.
Oh.
This one's easy.
My favorite camp song to sing is Nothing But Darkness, Life Is Pointless.
And the deeper
question?
And
we're all going to die.
What is the biggest hole that is left in your life? What was it left by?
Oh, the biggest log I'd ever plopped out of me.
Yeah, left a huge hole.
There is a hole in your stomach after one of those. You got to text friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I should have taken a picture of that.
You wouldn't believe how long it was.
I mean, it went up. It broke the water.
Mm-hmm. How eggs broke the water. What is the biggest hole? Or the biggest hole in your life was left by what?
Oh man, when I sold my old pickup, and I was sad that I didn't get the deal I thought I was getting on it, and I still missed that truck.
Is that the one where if you drive by something that looks just like it, you think to yourself?
Yeah, so this was back in the 90s. It was like the first real new car I ever paid. Like, I was paying for it with my own money, and I loved it. I had customized it. I had like a grill guard on it, and and cool off-road lights, and I on a whim sold it, and I've regretted it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my shallow answer on that one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a deep answer?
The biggest hole in my life. Yes, my love hole. There's this big void in my life right now where I live alone 85% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be the biggest hole in my life.
That was similar to my answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar. Yeah, pooping. Similar.
They're both love holes.
Yes. All the food Joe loved leaves him. And he's not ready to divorce that used food. Mm-hmm. Kelly, the biggest hole in your life was left by?
My shallow answer or my deep answer?
Which one do you want to give?
I don't know if I have
I'm
a
I'm not
shallow.
Pushing anyone in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a deep answer. My best friend in the whole world passed away 7 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awful, and we were all supposed to be in the car with this person, and so I think a lot of us had a little bit of survivor's guilt when it happened. So it's something that I've moved forward from, but it's just it's never easier, like people say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes.
The biggest hole in your life was left by?
You want deep or shallow?
Again, same thing. Not going to push anyone in the pool.
Okay. Deep would be my parents' divorce.
Mm.
Shallow would be...
Does that still bother you?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I don't know about bothers me, but I think affects me.
Yeah, that's a better way, because it doesn't bother you. You don't. Yeah. I don't see you harboring resentment towards either of them.
I don't wake up every morning
whatever.
Like coming up with ways to get them back together. Or anything.
Yeah.
And that happened when you were a teenager?
I was 19.
Yeah, 20, that's so more. Hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shallow would be every time I didn't take full advantage of a buffet.
Yeah.
That is a great,
a great
answer.
Ah, yeah.
That's true.
Because you always go in with such high hopes and thinking, I am, oh man, I'm the guy that they fear when they walk in the door.
I'm going to bring Golden Corral to their knees today.
I regret the times I've eaten too much salad.
Yeah.
Or like when you go to a wedding that has phenomenal food. So it's like a fancy buffet, and you think to yourself, I'm going to get a second plate, but nobody else is getting a second plate, and you're like, I should have gotten a second plate and just shoved that in my purse or something.
Or when you fill up on cheese first, and then the other stuff is there, and you're already full. Whose wedding was that?
That
Steve,
was,
you and I ate about 40 pounds of cheese.
That was Kyle's wedding. And I have no regrets on the amount of cheese we ate that day.
I do, for those reasons.
We went through that line about 9 times.
It's one of my favorite pictures ever. There's a picture of like everybody. Yeah. I forget who all was at our table, but I just took one of those like panoramic pictures going from one side to the other, and right in the middle, you just see this pile of cheese.
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. I mean, we somehow, without words, made it our individual life goals to make sure that he and his bride did not ever have to worry about taking the cheese home.
No. That was so weird, because I think I was gone for a football broadcast.
You were gone.
I came back and I'm like, hey, I was at the wedding, and all I heard about was the cheese buffet for a week.
We ate.
It was crazy.
They had an amazing amount of cheese.
Dude.
And we tried our hardest to eat it all by ourselves.
Wedding was fine.
The head table was a plate of cheese in the middle of our table. Honestly, I didn't even remember whose wedding it was. I just remember the cheese.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.